I'm very worried about how the situation is at the moment. And especially also because, in my family, it's playing out. I see it around me. It's.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, it's like you're not.
So what's playing on, what's going on right now in the world is really stressful.
Yeah, and I think for myself it's quite okay, with I do find my own peace and my own freedom and my own love in, yeah, I find my way. But I also see a lot of people who are really in distress and how it plays out also in my family, for example. Where people start blaming each other and, well, putting the blame on people with different opinions and are really angry and scared. Especially scared, I guess, about the whole situation and what we should do. And if you find your way around it or act differently than most people are. That's something to be, people can get angry about that. And I'm worried about that. I'm really worried. Yeah.
So fear breeds anger and frustration, and then I like to say that it can create a mob mentality.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you say something about that? But because I heard you use that word before, but it's something maybe worth exploring a bit.
Right. Well, if one person is really excited or frustrated, because I'll give you an example. If we're all told we have to wait before going into a place, let's say an airport, we all have to wait. There's something going on, and one person who is the loudest, the most frustrated, starts to say, they're not letting us in. There's something going on. We need to do this. We need to do that. Then other people will chime in. Okay. And other people, yes, that's right. That's right. And then more people, and that anger starts to spread like wildfire. Okay. And that creates that mob mentality. Let's get them. They're different than us. They're creating this. And when that mob mentality comes up, everybody who's not like you or doesn't think like you is the enemy.
Yeah.
And that promotes violence.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think there are many things that at the moment are at least weird, that I think are worth investigating. But because of this anger or frustration and fear, as soon as I have investigated something and I think, this is weird. Why is this happening this way? This shouldn't be like this. This happened differently before.
Right.
But I do not get a chance to even explain myself or, point direction of the research because people are so against anything that's not the mainstream opinion.
The mainstream opinion. Say more about that.
Well, what I can see is that, we have a situation with COVID and we have to take care of ourselves and each other. But there's also a lot of research pointing in different directions than the measurements and the regulations that are put in place. There now we have this big vaccination. Oh, jab campaign.
Yes.
We are not even allowed words anymore, you know.
Yes.
But there are big campaigns trying to convince you that's the right thing to do. But I am not so sure yet. You know, I would like to see more evidence over a longer period of time. I would also see the evidence where we compare groups of people, like the people who got the jab and the people who didn't get the jab. I would like to see if this jab is safe for children. You know, I'm really curious about, you know, the consequences also of not doing it and of doing it both. And now if you're even curious, you're put away as a, you know, as someone who is maybe only thinking about themselves. That's
Right.
what I heard. That's what I heard. You know, you're only thinking about my that I'm only thinking about myself, which is totally not the case, but still, you know, the reality for some people. So there's so much going on a, I think, on a consciousness level where we are, you know, fed with stories that keep you fearful and keep you identified with a certain narrative where you have to see the world from a certain perspective, or this reality at least,
Right.
where it's almost impossible. It became also almost impossible to think differently without being accused of being a lunatic. So
So,
there's so much polarization going on.
right. So being persecuted for having an outside of the box way of thinking
Yeah.
and not wanting to just go along with, I don't know, what mainstream governments or people are believe.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's also weird things going on, like, you know, they are changing the constitution to be able to put all these measurements in place. And I think that's weird. I think that's something to worry about. I think that's something, you know, we all should be worrying about. And to not have one minister of health dictate our, you know, our future. But while they are changing the constitution, this gets more and more the, you know, the reality of how it is. And I just don't understand why people, when I say this, when I would say this, they say that I'm crazy, but they haven't investigated this. They haven't seen that it's really happening.
People, you know, I find that, well, there's so much research in psychology and in science where they show people who've lost their drive because they've been locked up or locked down for a long time. They show the studies with, they do the experiments with rats. Okay, where the rat is so happy to be free that they'll do anything to stay free. Even if that means, you know, doing something that may be harmful.
Yeah.
And I don't want to compare humans to rats, and well, the scientists do anyway. And I can see that's kind of what's happening. You know, if you say, well, we'll let you have freedom if you comply, if you do this. Okay. Oh, yes, I'm so tired of being in the house watching Netflix or whatever it is that people do, that I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to be one of the first people to do this. That is scary. That, to me, reminds me of The Matrix, the movie The Matrix.
Yeah, and I thought that, in the Netherlands it would be differently. So I'm really sometimes really shocked about the way certain things are changed without people, saying anything about it. Or there are protests, of course, but from small groups of people, or relatively small groups of people. Yeah. So I think this all has to do with consciousness. And maybe you can say something about it. How fear is used also to look in a certain direction and not in the other direction.
So there is this theory or belief that create a problem, then the masses have a reaction, and then create the solution. Okay, so problem, reaction, solution. So if there's a problem, everybody gets really upset, frustrated. That's the reaction, and we come up with this solution to give you back what you believe that you had in the first place, which is, I guess, in this case, freedom, freedom to move about. But if this problem was created in order to elicit a certain response, and it's manufactured, then are people really making a conscious decision? Or is that the decision that they were directed to do? Just think about hypnosis or neuro-linguistic programming. When I say, don't think of a pink elephant, well, I want you to think of a pink elephant. Okay, but I tell you, don't think of a pink elephant. What's the first thing you do?
Thinking of
Or
it.
if I describe, oh, wow. I have a really juicy lemon right now. And as I smell this lemon, I can smell the tanginess. And the juice is just pouring, pouring as I cut right into the middle of it. I can smell it. It's so sticky and juicy. What happens?
Well, you start doing strange things with your mouth.
Right. Exactly. So if I can give you a subliminal message and that message goes in and you're susceptible to that message, you're going to act exactly the way I want you to or the others want you to. And so I feel, and a lot of people feel, that this is what's happening. It's happening all over the planet.
Yeah, but especially, there we are talking a lot, and you tell me the things that are happening in the States and in South America, and we just don't see those things. We are not, we don't get this information, so it's very difficult also to have the whole, picture somehow. There's only bits and pieces of the picture that you can see. And then you have to be in contact with others to check whether this image you are creating inside is really true. But you really need some more perspectives to have a broader view or bigger picture of what is happening. And also, when I'm talking to you, when you talk about the situation in the States, then sometimes I get this feeling that this can't be true. This, what you are talking about, is it's such a bullshit. I mean, it's anything because I know you, but I can feel this in my body. That's it's almost impossible to let this message sink in. And I know you're coming from a place of, authenticity and same place as I'm coming from, I hope. But still, I might be doubting you. It's like, no, this can't be true. You're making this up, or this is too big. And mostly because this is too big, it's too painful, it cannot be true. And that's
It's
the
too big.
thing. It's too big, and I really would hate this to be true. So I'm not buying in, you know. I really would hate this to be true. And it makes me really sad and angry, and I don't wanna, you know. But you told me that, and that's what I, you know, made me think that you said, well, in the black community, we always knew certain things that the rest of you guys didn't know about. So can you say
Yes.
something about that?
Well, there's a really good movie with an actor called Forrest Whitaker. It's called, I think it's called The Butler. He was a butler at the White House. And in the White House, he would be privy to information that only the top politicians were privy to. There's a way that he was overlooked because one, he was black, and two, he was the help. So that's the same thing that happens in certain communities. Certain communities, specifically black and brown communities. And I'm gonna probably reach out there and say in Asian communities in the States. I can't speak to what happens in Europe or anywhere else, but where people just speak and or the help witnesses things, and they're privy to, they have access to the laundry, they have access to the trash, the garbage. So in the black community, we've known about ritualistic events that take place in Hollywood or in the music industry or any type of entertainment where in order to become successful, you had to adhere to certain rituals. That are starting to come out now in mainstream. People are starting to expose these truths. Some of them with Epstein, the human trafficking, the sexual abuse, the pedophilia. These things we've known about since I was a teenager. I'll say that. We know about certain athletes who have had to make personal sacrifices in order to gain success, get success. Certain athletes, for example, Michael Jordan, who's probably the most well-known athlete in the world in basketball. He has Air Jordans. He took a 2-year hiatus from basketball at one point, at the height of his career. He suddenly comes on sports media and says, "I'm going to retire. I want to play baseball." In the black community, we said, nah, something's wrong. Something's wrong. What's really going on?" Well, we found out that he had a lot of gambling debts. And the basketball commissioner and others went to him and said, "Hey, you need to take time out. You have too many gambling debts, and you're causing a problem." There was a, I think, a rookie, a first-year player on his team who owed, I don't even know how much money, and I'm not going to say who to. I'm just going to say that they weren't the nicest people in the world, and they wanted their money. And this guy's life was in danger. So they made Michael Jordan sit down for 2 years. And after everything was clear, they allowed him to come back. These are things that we knew about in our communities. These are things that we talked about. We knew this was going on. About 3 weeks ago, I believe, a sports broadcaster named Skip Bayless. You can look him up on YouTube. On his show, he's one of the biggest, probably the biggest Michael Jordan fan ever. He named exactly what happened at that time, exactly the way I put it. But we knew that in our communities, we knew that. We knew that he was playing baseball just to keep in shape, just to stay in shape. But there are things like that. There are stories of how Michael Jackson was fighting against this evil that was going on in the music industry, and he was targeted. There are stories of Prince and how Prince was targeted. He knew what was going on. These are two very conscious individuals who wanted unity, who were very spiritual people, wanted unity, and they knew what was going on in these industries. Prince actually changed his name for a while, because he didn't want to be controlled. And he was setting the example for the rest of us to follow. Take control of your life, your destiny. Take control of your music if you're a musician. Take control of your books if you're a writer. All of this so that you have control of it later, because otherwise you're a slave. And that's one of the albums he had called Slave. So these things happen in our communities. We know about it, we hold on to it, but nobody believes us. It's like police brutality. Yeah, so please, sorry.
No, I was going to say just like me. I mean, it's really difficult to swallow. And I know that's also true for you. But, when
It's
you're
crazy.
raised, when you're raised in a, in a different perspective, and that's when what I know about it from a perspective of consciousness, I know how it works. I've seen how I can outgrown my former consciousness and see things in a broader perspective and grow more and grow more, and then see all these different realities happening, next to each other. And at least have an open-minded, attitude towards it to be able to see the truth or the darkness of this all. But I'm really struggling here. I'm really,
It's understandable. That's
I
what.
know that. Yeah, sorry.
No, please, please.
No, I know when it happened to me is when I got my divorce, and I started to think about myself in a different way. And then I started to see how much I was formed also in this wild, white male perspective. It was for the first time, maybe, that I started to see in what kind of culture I grew up in, and how much it infected or how much it made my way of seeing the world. Maybe for the first time, I really saw how you can, how you can outgrow your culture and be some. Body, or no, not somebody, but outgrow your culture, and then what happens? Be freer of your former beliefs, and then,
Be freer of your former beliefs. I like that.
And also that it's really in your tissue. You don't have a clue because you're raised in this energy field, in this matrix or this fixed way of seeing the world. It's in your tissue. You're made of it. You're built this way.
Right.
And but also you can free yourself from it.
What does it take to see free yourself from it?
I really don't know, but it starts with your own process. Connected, your own energy field is really connected to the universal energy field. Universal as your cultural background also, and your parental or your familiar energy field. So you go through your own process, and then you start feeling things that you start seeing that's not you. That I, for example, I was really worried about my status. I was divorcing my husband, and I was really worried about my status, that I wouldn't have any money, that I would be living in a much smaller place, and that everybody would look at me like, look at what she wasn't even able to keep her husband. So I was in a way worried about this. And then I thought, I'm not raised this way. That's not me. And I'm free. But still, I was worried. It's almost like a disease spreading. You're not very vulnerable to it as long as you're healthy and your immune system is working. But as soon as your immune system gets weak, then it filters or it infiltrates your way of thinking and feeling, and when you're divorcing, of course your immune system is very weak, or your energetic immune system more. So then you're much more vulnerable to the beliefs of society, where as a woman you might be less valuable when you are divorced. Yeah, I felt much more or less valuable when I divorced. Yeah.
I can definitely I can see that and feel that. And I think that that is a story that it's a construct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I think about challenging belief systems, I again, the visual for me is the movie The Matrix, how the character unplugs from the Matrix.
Yeah.
Okay, and once he unplugs, he gets to see the reality for what it is. It's not as pleasant in the beginning. It's not as pleasant, but he has freedom, and he's able to make different decisions.
Yeah. And I think that's very important that you start to see the world for real, and it's less pleasant than you thought it was. Yeah, it can be very hard and painful to watch that. And then you need like a lot of consciousness and love maybe to be able to balance that.
Yes, I love that you said the consciousness and love. Because once you, in my opinion, once you unplug from the story, then yes, you understand. For me, I understand I can create my reality.
Yeah.
Okay, or co-create the reality. We still have these outside influences. If we pay too much attention to it, then we can become distracted.
And you're drawn into it also.
Exactly.
Yeah. You
What
merge
happens?
with it.
Say that again. I love that.
Yeah, that you as long as your energy field is resonating, you're merging with the depression or whatever it makes you feel of the also of the collective energy field.
And so merging is a lack of boundaries. And so when other people are pushing their agenda or their beliefs onto you or someone else, they're pushing and we give in or we compromise, then we lose our boundaries. And when we
Yeah.
lose our boundaries, we don't know who we are anymore.
No, you don't know what is true or what's not. At least for you know, you don't know you don't know the whole truth maybe, but at least you can know what is true for you or what is not. Yeah. And live like it. Yeah.
So we all have certain privileges. We don't have to look at certain things. And if we don't have to, we'll never be able to see what other people are experiencing the atrocities that are happening in the world. I
Yeah.
mean, there's so much going on that's so painful. And
Yeah.
what you said before we started recording is that it's love. Love is one of the things that will help us to overcome any of these challenges.
Yeah. Yeah, and for love we need connection, and that's exactly what is not possible or what is broken at the moment in all kinds of ways. So we really need to connect. And if not, we are getting dehumanized and out of contact with love. And that's maybe that's maybe my worst fear. I can feel it inside, but we need each other to feel love also.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It's the opposite of love we were talking about is hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many of us are hating the other because of not getting jabbed or not following along with what other people are saying?
Yeah.
And we become the enemy. There's hate.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, that's really scary. Yeah, but what helps me at the moment is, I've listened to a lot of astrologers, and they've been telling like all year long, or maybe even last year, about all the secrets that are revealed, and now these secrets really are revealed. They were forecasting it, that this time would come, that there's a lot of secrets. You can see it in the planets and on Earth, a lot of secrets will be revealed. And there's a polarization between free and regulations on the other hand. So that's what they are telling us. So now it's playing out here on Earth. So that makes me, or it helps me believe that those secrets that are revealed are really secrets that are revealed, and I'm not like questioning all the time if it's true or if it's not true. I'm not doubting that this is a time of big revelations. It's a time of big revelations and secrets coming to the surface and opening up, and all the dirt will come out. So that is scary, I don't want that. I mean, I liked my life before, I had a really good life. But now all the dirt comes out, and I really try hard to just look at it, and that it at least that it might be true. It might be true. So I open up to the possibility that all these things that other people may have been seeing for, years or lifetimes, that I'm opening up to the possibility at least. That, yeah, so I'm not re rejecting all the things that come to the surface, but just try to see them. I
I
think it's
must.
very, yeah, I think it's very important for people to just see, even if you don't know how to handle it or what to do with it, just see it. It might be enough. If many people just try to see it, it might be enough.
I love your honesty. I think that it's one of the things that is needed at this time. Yeah, it's hard to accept that these things are happening. And nobody wants to give up their comfort, so to speak. Why do you want to give up and see things that are going on around you? But as you become more conscious, though, and as your third eye begins to open, it's important to see that these things are happening. Because if the goal or if the intention is coming together through love, then it's important to see how others are experiencing what they're experiencing so that you can support them.
You must be able to see pain, I guess.
And the funny thing is, to me, the really hilarious thing, or the irony, I guess, would be how we in society have looked at indigenous people as being uncivilized or behind or not connected and lower. And what's happening right now is people are going back to those ways, going back to the ways of growing their own plants and vegetables and being out in the world and farming and connecting with the earth. Whereas before, those people, they don't know how to do anything. It's so hilarious as I watch it, because those are the people who are the most connected. Those are the people who follow nature, look at the stars, and have a way of communicating that others want to have.
You have no idea what I've gone through in my life, you know. I wish I was born, you know, like in a country like yours where you can experience that. But how do we experience all this in like one big city with no connection to nature whatsoever? I mean, it's really difficult to be, you know, like a connected and spiritual person growing up in this kind of land.
I can't imagine.
It's like barren, you know, it's like nothing there to put your roots in.
Yes. Wow. Wow. And being in a city like Amsterdam doesn't give you a lot of option to go off into the forest or nature, no?
Well, you can go there, but especially during lockdown, we got the message that we shouldn't go out in nature because nature was suffering from all the people going into nature and destroying it. You know, we have too many people to just enjoy nature, or we have not enough natural sites to go to if we are locked up, you know, all at once and want to have some fun, at least, or, you know, some feeling of I'm alive. So I think many people are now looking into ways of leaving this country behind and find somewhere else to build houses and do their thing and grow vegetables.
I was thinking, well, you guys are surrounded by water. So what is the deity, or who is the deity of water?
the
Well, anyway.
Netherlands. We do not have much nature. We do not have many deities, so I'm not sure of water. I don't know.
Okay. That might be good to research. Because you have so much water. I'm wondering how in feng shui, what would you would need to offset the water to bring in what fire, wood, earth? What do you need? What does your culture need? What do you as an individual need?
I think we need Earth.
I was thinking that same thing.
I think, I mean, we have fire, of course, because, you know, like the Western countries have fire. It's like that's what destroying everything. So I think we need Earth.
So giving you guys earth would allow you to have more grounding and not be what? So up in Wow. So what you're saying, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, is that there might be a lot of spiritual bypass in the Netherlands. Maybe.
I'm not sure if it's that. I think it's more like spirituality is non-existent, so we do not have a lot of places to go to, you know, to get this confirmation or this feedback or this, like we cannot really connect to it. So I think more and more people are now trying to, you know, facilitate ceremonies. So it's something we are really picking up now. Many people coming together online and offline to be together and celebrate and connect to, you know, a bigger energy field than we are used to.
That sounds great.
So I think the Dutch way is also to, in a way, maybe because of all the water, we have also this possibility to go deep, I guess. So we are, in essence, maybe less superficial than, you know, in the States, but at the same time, I'm not seeing it, so don't feel offended.
Please.
But because of the water, we have this, you know, this wisdom and, you know, understream maybe of emotions and a possibility of going deeper. So I think many people are searching now also to find.
Well, there is something missing, and if we think about, I'm just going to put it out there, the beings who want to support us or who are supporting us, and then those beings who are definitely not in support of our consciousness expanding and growing and shifting. It becomes quite scary. And not having the ground or the earth can be frustrating because the grounding allows us to really be present with ourselves and not direct all that frustration or anger or fear at the other.
And nowadays when people are anymore, not during the summer, but before when we were locked in and, you know, behind our screens because everybody's working. So the body contact is just nowhere to be found.
So questioning everything, doing our own research, even when you don't believe something, Especially to me, it's more important when we don't believe something.
Yeah.
It's important to research it.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would add?
Yeah, and also that, you know, the more a certain perspective is repeated, the more you start believing. So that's really something to be mindful of. This is really also a way of communication that was already, you know, used during the wars. That as long as you keep repeating message, if it's true or not, it doesn't really matter, but keep repeating it and people start believing it. So that's also something to be really mindful of and to see if there's maybe another, you know, if you're feeling something and doubting something, then start your investigation because of this time, there's also a lot available, you know, there's also a lot of censorship. So it might be hard for people to keep on bringing their voices out. But at the same time, it is in so many places and also very scientific, also many doctors. And even the doctors are silenced and they are thrown off their YouTube channels and everything. So this is true. This is happening because those people are real. And those are, you know, doctors with a lot of credentials. Mm-hmm. And they are thrown off their YouTube channels and they are just trying to inform people about, you know, ways of seeing or research that's also available. So we should really be, you know, curious at the moment. What's happening? What are we not seeing? And what do you, well, what can you be conscious of maybe? Yeah.
What can you be conscious of? So slowing down, grounding,
yeah.
Asking yourself what's happening now?
Yeah.
What's the emotion?
Yeah.
And challenging the belief, whatever that is.
Yeah, and also, you know, you have to know that fear really, fear makes your system go down. You know, it makes your system less susceptible to, you know, other information. So as long as you can come into relaxation, even if, you know, if it's really difficult, but just slow down to yourself, your own body, and try to relax. Find the things that really please you, that are really pleasant for your body. Then you have more space also for other perspectives. But if you are working very hard and are scared, then your system closes down. You don't have a lot of room for something else, than the present view of things. But there's a lot coming to the surface, so, you know, there's always something that, and it's really easy also.
So much to think about, so much to do, and I know that overall we as a race of human beings can do this, can overcome this. We have to challenge these fears, challenge these beliefs, and challenge the people who are telling us we have to do a certain thing,
yeah,
a certain way, otherwise, or the shaming,
yeah,
the shaming or the emotional blackmail. We have to challenge these things. And constitutions being changed without a vote, that's not okay.
No, it's not okay. So for me, what really helps, you know, you can always ask the question, what would love do? And what does my heart want? Or so there's always love. Sometimes it's difficult to find, maybe, because it's not around you, but there's a lot of love also in the world. As soon as there's a lot of darkness coming out, there's also a lot of light. You just need to switch maybe your focus. What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the darkness and the pain maybe? Or are you also focusing on the love, and what can you do to love more?
That's, I'm going to sit with that for a moment, because that is really important. It's what can you do to love more? Whatever a person's idea or belief around love is important.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad to watch how a lot of these children, and your daughter is young, are not able to connect with their peers in a way that I grew up with. And yeah, that's sad, and that's upsetting to me. It's, how do you bond? It's, you can't really bond through Zoom.
No. Not when you know, you can, I think, but not if you have not learned it before, how to do it. Yeah, you have, at least you need some reference inside, I guess, to be able to do that. Yeah.
That is very, yeah. I'll speak for myself. For a person, it took a long time to really bond and trust, to see what I've overcome and others have overcome who've had trust issues, to see where I've come and then where we are now with the kids not even able to sit right next to each other.
Yeah.
You know, to have so much space and to be told this, and this is the norm for them.
Yeah.
Right now. I see a lot of my friends who have kids about a year old, and this is the time they would be going to Gymboree. I don't know if you guys have that. Okay.
Yeah, I think we do.
Okay. This is the time for them to go out and to socialize, and they're not getting that. Or maybe they are now, but they weren't before. That's the time when you start to say, hey, this is me, that's you. My daughter, they would accuse us of lying about my daughter's age, because she could walk and talk before she was a year and a half. She was doing all these things. So when she would go to Gymboree, she would look at the other kids who were crawling, baby. And basically want to know why they weren't walking, why they weren't talking. But I got a chance to see her be in her element. And now I don't see that with the other kids. But I do see it in the communities that I'm a part of. So the people who follow the Native American ways.
Yeah.
The kids are out there. Every time we meet, have ceremony, we do sweat lodge. The kids are out there running around with their bare feet playing, you know. And nobody wears shoes. Okay. And here I am, you know, I wear shoes most of the time because it's not socially acceptable to walk around with no shoes on. So I step on a rock and my foot. These kids are running full speed. They don't care what they step on. They don't feel it. And we're all family. We're all community. And the kids come into the Inipi, the sweat lodge, and sweat with us. They sing the songs, and that's just a part of the community. We're all aunties and uncles and nieces and nephews. And this is the way. They haven't been destroyed by lockdown or any of this. They're so happy to be with each other. And I don't know, it touches my heart to see that. And at the same time, I see the other side. So it's the yin and the yang.
Yeah. I'm really jealous. I would like to be there. That would be so so nurturing. It sounds so nurturing. And that's what we are missing now, the nurturance. Yeah.
Well, when you feel like traveling, we're here. We're here. We're all going to be, I don't want to say too much, but the Sundance at the end of July, beginning of August. So it'll be my first time.
Nice.
Yeah, I was injured 2 years ago, and then lockdown happened last year, so I couldn't go. So I'm looking forward to being in the company of so many dedicated people.
Yeah. So let's talk about that the next time. Maybe we can bring someone on to tell about how to, you know, address this situation, but more from an earth-based perspective.
I would love that, and I will reach out to my community, and we will.
Yeah. Well,
I'm with you, and I know that you're going through a lot with what's going on, so I want to say that I'm with you, and whatever you need.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, see you next time.
See you next time.